All righty. Injuries today. David Osbury didn't practice today with a foot. Vincent Brown was full today. TJ Carey was limited today with an ankle. Jimmy Chekwa did not practice today, hamstring. Gabe Jackson's knee did not practice. Keith McGill was limited today with a groin. Oluwale was limited today with a shoulder. Carlos Rogers did not practice with a knee. Justin Tuck was limited today. And Kembrell Tompkins did not practice today. And that was an excused absence. He's dealing with a personal issue right now. Practice was outstanding today. Probably two of our better days in a row here. Tempo-wise, guys worked really hard today. Got some good third down work today as we needed.
Do you see Tompkins as being available for this game? Or do you
know? I see him being available for the game, yes.
Obviously, with Carlos Rogers not being able to practice for an extended period, is there real concern that he's going to be out on Sunday?
At this point in time, it's hard to tell. You know, again, we'll have to evaluate it tomorrow and see where Carlos is. He's making progress every day. You know, that probably looks less good than it does. Less good in that he wouldn't make it.
If he can't go and Carey can go, do you foresee taking some of the special team stuff off of Carey's?
No, I don't think so. Not right away. I mean, you know, TJ's a big factor in what we do in the special teams area. So, you know, I mean, we'd have to look and pick and choose some spots. You know, I mean, during the course of the game, I think maybe where something like that would happen.
Do you think that that your wide receivers are picking up, that the communication between quarterback and wide receiver is good enough? Of course, when things don't go right, they're not on the same page, it looks pretty bad. But do you think that communication is where it needs to be?
Yeah, I think it's getting better, okay? I think it's getting much better. I don't necessarily think it's really bad. I mean, I think it's getting much better. You know, again, you know, I'm assuming you're referring to when you say it looks really bad, you know, the play in the game the other day, but really that play was mostly on Derek. You know, Derek's already said that.
I know you touched yesterday on defending DeMarcus Ware and Vaughn Miller, but having to move Khalif inside, a guy who you can use as an extra tight end, who you used in a tackle-eligible situation, mm-hmm. to get that extra block in there. How much, if Gabe's not able to go and you have to use Khalif inside, how much does that maybe compound the situation against those two?
Well, it does. You know, I mean, it compounds the situation in a lot of ways. You know, Khalif really hasn't played inside, you know, this year. Has played inside, you know, in the past, obviously, but, you know, hadn't played in there. But, you know, that Khalif's kind of been a jack of all trades for me since I got here, so that doesn't really bother me. You know, as far as the extra tight end stuff goes, you know, if Gabe can't go, then there's some other options there if we need it, you know, and if that's part of the package this week.
McCants pretty much the next guy up when you do that?
Yeah, usually, you know, McCants is the next guy up at that point.
Rod Streeter is eligible to practice starting next Thursday, I believe. Any update on him?
No, not right now, no.
Coach, sorry if you addressed this yesterday, but on the subject of Manning, after all these years, what could you possibly throw at this guy that he hasn't seen before?
Well, there's not much you're going to throw at him that he hasn't seen, okay? That's for sure, or that he hasn't studied and overstudied, you know, in some situations. I mean, you know, that guy is – you know, he's a football junkie, you know, and I mean, he loves it, studies it, and, you know, spends a lot of time at it, and, you know, he's got his own routine, I'm sure, that he deals with each and every week, and, you know, he does a great job. There's nobody better at it than him, but, you know, I think from our end, you know, it's going to be about more what we do on that side of football, how well we execute, you know, on that side of the football, some different looks maybe that we can throw at him, you know, get him to think a little bit and just hold it for an extra tick, you know, because he gets the ball out so fast. And if we can get him to hold the ball just for an extra tick, you know, sometimes that can mess with his rhythm a little bit. We need to do something. I mean, because as I made this point yesterday, you know, in two football games against us a year ago, although it was a year ago, I mean, he completed almost 87% of his passes. He threw 8 completions and 65 attempts, okay, in 2 football games against us. And in those 2 games, It was like for 650 yards, but 333 of them were run after catch yards, you know, so that's something we got to limit. I mean, you know, Peyton's a great player, and he's going to make, you know, he's going to make some plays out there, but we have to limit the yards after catch. We can't let these guys catch and run and have explosive plays, you know, in those situations too.
Well, you got to believe over the course of 60, 70 plays, somebody on the offensive line is going to make some kind of misread, mistake, or whatever, and I guess you would hope that a black shirt would be there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you hope that the black shirt is going to be there and can make the play. You know, I mean, right now, you know, it was interesting. Last week in their ball game, you know, there was a turnover that occurred in the ball game, and, you know, all of a sudden that changed the game a little bit and, you know, ended up in a short field. And of course, Tom takes advantage of those situations too, you know, and for us, I mean, we have to be able to force some of those. You know, we've had our hands on a lot of footballs here in the last few weeks, and I just, you know, I just spoke to the team today a little bit about areas of improvement over the last 4 weeks, you know, and where we are since we put, you know, a football in the ground. I mean, the fact is we've lost four football games, but our team is getting better in a lot of areas. One of the areas that we're not better in is that we had five takeaways in those first four games. We have one takeaway right now. In fact, had our hands on a lot of footballs. So, you know, the reality is, offensively, although it looks like we've turned the ball over quite a bit because they've come in bunches in two games, we're two less turnovers right now in our last four games than we were in our first four games. Problem is we're not taking the football away, and we've had our hands on quite a few. So if that happens, we have to take advantage of it because he's not going to make many of those.
Can you balance your offensive play calling when you got guys like Ware and Miller wanting to have Carr strike downfield occasionally, but also keeping him upright and keeping him clean?
Yeah, I don't think you can shy away from that. I mean, I think you got to trust the protection a little bit in those areas, you know, and you know, we know it's going to be a tremendous challenge. When you turn the film on and you watch those guys, you know, they're probably hitting and affecting the quarterback 15 times a game right now. In one way, shape, or form. So, you know, whether it's hitting the quarterback, being around the quarterback, disrupting the quarterback, somewhere around 15 times a game. And that's pretty consistent. You know, it's one of the things I do, you know, I spend a lot of time looking at for the line. So, you know, that can't be a factor. You know, I mean, Derek, you know, he's been pretty good about not feeling that, and our line's been pretty good about handling some of those situations. But we know it's going to be a huge challenge for us. You know, we just can't dink and dunk the whole day, though. I mean, we got to, when there's opportunities to take shots, we have to take shots because they're going to take them against us, you know, when there's opportunities there. And we need to be ready to answer the bell on our side.
You've talked a few times about how important it is, you think, to be pretty honest and blunt when you're talking to the team.
Yeah.
About what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong. And on Monday, you were pretty blunt about and not being real comfortable about saying that Seattle had beaten you up front. I imagine that was relayed to the offensive line in those terms. How's their response been this week?
Really good.
They're eager to have a
Their response has been really good, you know, and I mean, listen, it is what it is. I'm not one of those guys that's going to come out here and I don't tell the team, you know, stand in front of them and tell them lies and tell them things that they, you know, they necessarily want to hear all the time. I mean, I have to tell them everything, you know. I'm not going to tell you those things. So, I mean, at the end of the whole thing, that was the truth. We didn't block them well enough. And that's not a popular answer, I guess, okay, out there, right, from what I can gather. It doesn't appear to be a popular answer, but it's the truth. Okay. In other words, we collectively, okay, me included, all right, did not block the Seattle Seahawks well enough. Now, that's a game in the past. We're moving on, okay? We're at Denver right now, all right? And we have to do a better job. You know, we just watched two games from Denver last year, all right, versus ourselves where, you know, we had an average of 14 rushing attempts a game, all right? Now, we were fifth in the league in rushing at that point, okay, going into the last game of the season, and we had 14 rushing attempts. The score was 34-3, I think, or something to that effect, going into the fourth quarter. So you're not going to run it many times there, you know. So we got to be in a good, solid football game here. We got to create some pace, and we got to be able to run the football. And, you know, listen, I know those people are built on trying to stop the run, you know, but we got to be able to do that and do a better job of it. And it starts with me and trickles down to them. So the only way for me to make them understand it is to tell it to them.
There's a lot. There's some criticism that you hear, like in the Seattle game, like, why do they keep going up the middle, you know, when it's 90 yards?
Yeah.
Except for, I mean, when you play a team like that,
Yeah.
I mean, the attempt itself counts for something, doesn't it? I mean, you have to sometimes try it.
Yeah. Listen, you have to believe in what it is you're doing, okay? If at every point right now when something doesn't go wrong for a team in the National Football League, they switch offenses or they switch defenses, okay, that isn't a philosophy, all right? That isn't a belief. All of a sudden, your team looks at you like you got two heads, okay, and you're, you know, I mean, that isn't what you want. You know, you have a philosophy, you have a belief, okay, you stand behind those things. You know, we have plenty of ways to get the ball on the perimeter. I mean, and you know, some of those ways are not always conventional runs, you know, but we have plenty of ways to be able to do that. You know, there's some things in the middle of the defense, all right, that are, you know, core staple plays for us that we have to be able to run. Now, up until last week, those core staple plays, and again, I say this to you, hey, have been efficient plays, you know. Your version of efficient, okay, again, and sometimes even a fan's version of efficient, I get it. They want to see Darren run down the field, okay, for 60 yards, all right? Well, I mean, I'm telling you, the team that we're playing this week is giving up about 72, 74 yards a game rushing right now, you know? So that's after 8 games. There's not a lot of those. In fact, plus 4 runs against this team are better. There's only 25 of them in the entire breakdown, okay? That's 375 plays. Okay, so 25 times the ball gained 4 yards or more against this team. So, you know, rushing yards in our league are hard to come by. You know, they really are. And a lot of teams are built to stop the run. But we need to stay the course, continue to run the football. Okay, we're going to try to do that, but we're not going to be stubborn about it. I mean, when we get to a point where we got to be able to get the ball down the field, we're going to do that.